Mayan History, The Hero Twins and Xbalba, Part 4, The Ball Game. Now the Hero Twins, Hanapu and Xbalenque, found their father's ball game equipment hidden under the rafters of Xmucane's house. A rat they had caught in their farm field had told them where to find it and helped them to get it down. They went to play on their father's favorite court out at the far eastern edge of the earth. They had a good game there. All the patience, trickery, and athleticism they had developed as hunters served them well on the ball court. Just as before, when their father had played, the game disturbed the underworld lords, 1 death and 7 death. They sent their messengers once again to deliver a summons. The messengers followed the path that led them directly to the Hero Twins' house, so the challenge was delivered to Xmucane while the boys were away playing. The underworld lords expected the ball game players to come to Xbalba within 7 days. Xmucane was very upset. Although she had never shown any affection to the Hero Twins, she loved them very deeply and could not bear for them to follow in their father's footsteps down to the dark underworld. Nevertheless, she passed the message on. She gave it to a louse she found on her arm. The louse then set off for the eastern rim of the earth bearing the message. On the road, he met a toad who swallowed him and continued on the way to the eastern ball court himself. After a little while, the toad was swallowed by a long snake who went on with the journey. High in the mountains, close to the ball court, the snake was eaten by a laughing falcon who made the last part of the journey to the place where Hanapu and Xbalenque were playing. The laughing falcon flew over the court. When they heard its cry, the Hero Twins threw down their gaming equipment and took up their blowpipes. One shot was all they needed to shoot it in the eye. They ran over to where the falcon lay and asked its business. "I will tell you if you will heal my wounded eye," said the bird. So the twins picked some rubber off their ball and used it to heal the bird. For this reason, it has a patch of black around its eye. Then the falcon spat out the snake. The twins asked the snake what it wanted, and the snake spat out the toad. Again, the twins asked the purpose of the creature's visit. The toad then vomited out the louse, but his belly was empty. The twins pried open its mouth and eventually found the louse stuck fast in the toad's teeth. The louse delivered the message exactly as he had been told. Twins went home to Xmucane and made their farewells, then traveled to the underworld. They passed safely across the rivers of water and spinning knives and blood and pus, and then paused at the crossroads. They sent a mosquito ahead of them to investigate. They told it to bite any underworld lords it met. Its rewards was that ever afterwards it could suck the blood of travelers and those out at dusk. The Hero Twins followed the mosquito and witnessed everything that happened. It bit all the 14 underworld lords who had gathered to play tricks on the new arrivals. 2 lords, of course, did not respond. Hero Twins could see that these were merely wooden mannequins, so they didn't fall for the trick that had caught their fathers out. All the other lords were unsettled by the mosquito bite and addressed one another by name. The Hero Twins listened carefully, and afterwards they introduced themselves to the lords one by one. 1 death and 7 death then tried the trick twins in the sitting on the red-hot bench that had discomfited their father. But the trickster boys refused to sit. They had the upper hand, and the underworld lords were as good as beaten already. Dispirited, they led the twins into the dark house and set them the same task that had been the undoing of 1 Hanapu and 7 Hanapu. The Hero Twins must return 2 newly lit cigars and a freshly burned torch in the morning. The Hero Twins were equal to this test as well. They put a red macaw tail in the end of the torch in place of the flame and a firefly on the tip of each cigar. When they returned the cigars, the torch in the morning, and all 3 appeared to have been freshly lit. The underworld lords were really troubled now. These newcomers seemed different in appearance and in their hearts from any that had come down from earth before. The next challenge was to play the ball game. Hanapu and Xbalenque came into the courts against the top Xbalban players. They agreed to use the Xbalban's own ball, which they could tell was no more than a human skull. As soon as the skull ball was in play, it split open, and the Xbalban's sacrificial knife, the white dagger, came shooting out. The knife whirled around the court, seeking to strike and kill the twins, but they managed to stay out of its way. The Hero Twins now put their own ball into play. The Xbalbans and the twins played a close game, but in the end, Hanapu and Xbalinque allowed themselves to be defeated. They knew where their destiny lay and that there would be more tests to undergo. So the magic will begin next time as we end the story of the Hero Twins. The sources for this are the Maya by Cole, the Civilization of the Maya by Anaquin, the Popo Vuh, In Search of the Maya by Brunhaus, Outline Dictionary of Mayan Glyphs by Gates, Incidents and the Travels of the Yucatan by Stevenson, New World Archaeology by Scientific American, Aztec and Maya by Phillips, Yucatan Before and After the Conquest by Delanda, Rise and Fall of the Maya by Mayan Civilization by Thompson, and Maya History and Religion by Thompson. So I hope you enjoyed that, and as always, don't forget to come by the website, summahistorica.com or historyaccordingtobob.com, and ask a question, leave a comment, check out our merchandise, and if you like what we're doing, please feel free to support us. Thank you very much.